Surah 67. Al-Mulk, the Dominion.
In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Blessed is he in whose hand is dominion, and he over all things competent. He who created death and life to test you, as to which of you is best in deeds. And he is the exalted in might, the forgiving, who created the seven heavens, one above the other. You will not see any flaw in what the Lord of Mercy creates. Look again. Can you see any flaw? Look again. And again. Your sight will turn back to you, weak and defeated. And indeed, we adorned the lowest heaven with stars like lamps, and made them as missiles for stoning eavesdropping devils, for whom we have also prepared the torment of the blaze. And for those who disbelieved in their Lord is the punishment of hell, and wretched is the destination. When they are thrown into it, they hear from it a dreadful inhaling while it boils up. It almost bursts with rage. Every time a group is thrown into it, its keepers ask them, "Did there not come to you a warner?" They will say, "Yes, a warner had come to us, but we denied and said, 'God has not sent down anything. You are not but in great error.'" And they will say, "If only we had been listening or reasoning, we would not be among the companions of the blaze." And so they will confess their sins, so away with the residents of the blaze. Indeed, those in awe of their Lord, without seeing him, will have forgiveness and a mighty reward. Whether you keep your words secret or state them openly, he knows the contents of every heart. Should he not know what he created? And he is the one that understands the finest mysteries and is well acquainted with them. It is he who made the earth tame for you. So walk among its slopes and eat of his provision. And to him is the resurrection. Do you feel secure that the one who is in heaven will not cause the earth to swallow you up as it quakes violently? Or do you feel secure that he who is above would not send against you a storm of stones? Then you would know how severe was my warning. And certainly those before them denied as well. Then how severe was my response? Do they not see the birds above them, spreading and closing their wings? It is only the Lord of Mercy who holds them up. He watches over everything. Or who is it that could be an army for you to aid you, other than the most merciful? The disbelievers are not but in delusion. Who can provide for you if he withholds his provision? Yet they persist in their insolence and their avoidance of the truth. Who is better guided? Someone who falls on his face, or someone who walks steadily on a straight path? Say, he is the one who brought you into being and gave you hearing, sight, and intellect. Yet you hardly give any thanks. Say, it is he who has multiplied you throughout the earth, and to him you will be gathered. And they say, when is this promise, if you should be truthful? Say, God alone has knowledge of this. My only duty is to give clear warning. When they see it close at hand, the disbelievers' faces will be gloomy, and it will be said, this is what you were calling for. Say, O prophet, consider this. Whether God causes me and those with me to die, or shows us mercy, who will save the believers from a painful punishment? Say, he is the Lord of Mercy. We believe in him. We put our trust in him. You will come to know in time who is in obvious error. Say, consider this. If your water were to sink into the earth, then who else could bring you flowing water? Surah Al-Mulk, the Dominion. Period of Revelation. It could not be known from any authentic hadith when this chapter was revealed, but the subject and style indicate that it is one of the earliest surahs to be revealed at Makkah. Theme and subject matter. A characteristic of the earliest surahs of the Meccan period is that they present the entire teachings of Islam and the objective of the prophet's mission, not in detail, but briefly, so that they are understood by the people easily. They are particularly directed to make people take notice, think, and wake up their sleeping conscience.